No one should go hungry, nobody should be poor in the Christian community, said Pope Benedict Wednesday, underlining that one of the four pillars of unity is fellowship and sharing, as seen in the early Christian communities of Jerusalem. In a general audience dedicated entirely to the Week of Prayer for Christian Unity, the Pope expressed vivid regret for the obstacles that remain on the journey towards full communion in Christ, once again underlining that prayer is the cornerstone of all ecumenical efforts.
Dear brothers and sisters, during this Week of Prayer for Christian Unity, all the Lord's followers are asked to implore the gift of full communion. This year's theme, they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and fellowship, to the breaking of bread and the prayers, invites us to reflect on four pillars of unity found in the life of the early church. The first is fidelity to the gospel of Jesus Christ proclaimed by the apostles.
The second element, he said, is fraternal communion. At the time of the first Christian community, as well as in our day, this is the most tangible expression, especially for the outside world, of unity among the disciples of the Lord.
The third is the breaking of the bread, also the inability of separated Christians to share the same Eucharistic table, is a reminder that we are still far from the unity which Christ wills for his disciples. It is also an incentive to greater efforts to remove every obstacle to said unity.
Finally, he concluded, prayer itself helps us realize that we are children of the one Heavenly Father, called to forgiveness and reconciliation.
Let us pray that all Christians will grow in fidelity to the gospel, in fraternal unity, and in missionary zeal, in order to draw all men and women into the saving unity of Christ's Church.
And at the end of his catechesis, as is tradition, Pope Benedict had special greetings for all the English-speaking pilgrims present in the Paul VI Hall.
I offer a warm welcome to the students and staff of the Bosse Graduate School of Ecumenical Studies. I thank the choir from Finland for the praise of God in song. To all the English-speaking pilgrims present to this audience, and welcome an abundance of joy and peace in the Lord.
I'm Emer McCarthy.